The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host with today's topic.
Good morning. Today we have Robbie Eisler and Kelly Jo Osentoski here for the Harbor Beach Truck Show. Robbie Eisler is the truck show chairman, and Kelly Osentoski is the Harbor Beach Community Promotion Director, and they're here to tell us what is going on this weekend in Harbor Beach.
We're really hoping that the weather holds out and is good for us, and because the truck show is a huge draw and people love it, and we're looking forward to welcoming everyone to Harbor Beach.
So the truck show is happening this Saturday, June 11th. Looks like the convoy is lining up. It starts at 11 a.m. They're going to start lining up?
Yes, that's correct. 11 a.m. at City Hall. We always have lots of participation. We want everyone to show up. It's a great time. We are going to have a food truck there in the morning for anybody that wants a snack there.
At City Hall.
At City Hall.
During the lineup.
So people that want to get something to eat before we go on the run. We will leave right at 1 o'clock. We've been pretty good at leaving right on time. It makes everything run smoother. We also will have food again when we get to Countryside. There's food there for all the participants. It's free. So please come and enjoy. We're looking to have a great time, so we want everybody to come out and really enjoy it. We're going to have great weather, too.
So you guys leave Harbor Beach at 1 o'clock after you guys get your convoy set up. What's your route like?
We've traveled the shoreline. I mean, you want to talk about having a great time. We've traveled the shoreline. People just love it. We catch all the outside areas. It's a really good time. People enjoy it. We get the local fire departments out stopping traffic for us, so the trucks can just go right on through. It's really a good time, and we got nice weather, nice relaxing atmosphere, and people are really enjoying it. It's become a really great hit.
I've heard even from some of the co-workers that the families and their grandkids really love and enjoy. They look forward to the truck show. That's the route.
I had a lady call me midwinter asking when the date was and what time they'd be going through their town because they wanted to schedule their wedding around it.
that's nothing wrong with that. That's good, though. I mean, it's picking up speed. How many trucks would you say, when did it start first? Let's start with, when did you guys start the Harbor Beach Truck Show?
It started in 2020, the year of the COVID, because we couldn't have the show. We decided to do a truck parade because people could show some distance. You could stand out on your front lawn. We didn't have to worry about anybody getting into big crowds. It became a really big hit, and everybody enjoyed it. And we've done some tweaking over the years with it. We've added that break at Countryside for roughly an hour and a half, which makes everything nice. We got porta potty set up there by DJs for everybody. So it makes it nice to have a small break in there. We try to hit just about every town in the county. I mean, we recognize all the schools. Another reason it started is we wanted to recognize the graduates in 2020 because they weren't getting the recognition they wanted. And there was a lot of banners and support for the graduates of 2020. Was another reason we started the parade. And that's also why we've hit all the towns. So we tried to incorporate every town, every school in our parade so that everybody got a little bit of recognition because it's a community event and it's a community show. So,
and I'm sure the truck drivers are having just as much fun seeing all them smiling faces, waving at them, wanting them, you know, the old school honk the horn. So I'm sure that makes them feel good too and appreciated, especially with, what's happening with truck drivers. So for us to show our appreciation by going out and seeing them convoy too, probably makes them feel just as good as they make the community feel.
I think so. They enjoy the heck out of it. That's good. And they seriously just look forward to it from one year to the next. So as long as they like doing it and the communities are welcoming,
right?
You know, we're game.
Yep. And we also get led in the beginning of the show is our sheriff department. He leads us through the whole parade. He's in support of it. He thinks it's a great thing for the community. It's a positive thing for the community. Our local fire departments all help us out. They actually bring up the tail end of the parade. So I want to give a big thanks to our sheriff, our fire departments, because those guys all donate their time to come out and help us that day. You know, they don't get anything for it. And all the drivers that come, they're not getting paid. They're coming, doing it on their own time, on their own fuel. So I want to thank all the participants too. It's really great. I mean, we've got some big people that help us out. I mean, we've got JW Hunt. They're a great help for us. Countryside, I can't say enough. They do a lot. It takes a lot of space to park these trucks. I'm glad that they've got a big enough yard that it works out good. So, and DJ's for getting us a porta potty. So when we do take our break, people got room to go in. And, you know, it's just a lot of help. You got Atwater Farms. They do a lot for us. You know, Buholtz's. You know.
Well, so. And then, awesome. Of course, we have all of our volunteers on the committee, right. Like Robbie, yeah. And Tom Donnellan, and Neil Henschel. So.
Morgan Smalley.
Morgan, yes.
It's awesome how small communities can really come together and make a huge difference throughout the whole county.
Yeah.
Well, and that's, you know, but it's always, I look at it as the volunteers are the ones that all pull it together. Mm-hmm. I mean, we run almost everything in Harbor Beach by volunteers. Yeah. All of our, you know, all events are done with volunteer work. So, I mean, thank you to them because they do all the planning and organizing of it. I mean, I help do the promoting of it, but they do the hard work.
That's awesome, like the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome that you there is a, you know, it is tight-knit up here. So yeah. For communities to come together to volunteer and participate for the county is amazing. It shows what kind of communities we do have in the area. I see, too. So what goes on with your lighted truck parade? What happens after you guys get back to Harbor Beach? Everybody just kind of chills, has some food, kind of congregate amongst them. And then how does the lighted truck show work?
Our hopes are this year's, we may end up being back. We want to be back to Harbor Beach. I know our calendar says 6:45, but we're really hoping to be back 6:15 to 6:30. We're probably going to leave Countryside closer to 4:30 on Saturday instead of 5 o'clock because
right.
We want to get back because the band start at 6 and people can look at the trucks, and then the guys are all lined up on Main Street and some are down are on Water Street, and then at dark they all turn their lights on and we do a tour through town. We go north out of town and come back past the park, and then when we get back to the main light in town heading south, everybody heads their own way and goes home. But people really enjoy it, and the guys do a lot of work on their trucks. They really, really make it look nice. So you need to come out and appreciate it. And, you know, the guys put a lot of time into it. And
they do, and they like showing the lights and things and the work that they have put into it.
Yep.
They enjoy doing it, but they also want people to be there to appreciate it.
Yeah, so. For sure.
Yeah.
And come to think about it, I didn't realize it until we were talking in there. My father-in-law, he's a truck driver. He drives a cement truck, and he was actually part of the first convoy during 2020. And it was a smaller convoy, but how many trucks did you guys say you had last year?
I believe there was 132 right around there last year. Our first year, I believe, was around 80.
Wow. So, yeah, so. it's just grown more.
Right.
More and more, which is amazing.
So, so we'll see if it grows this year again or if not, or if it stays... between, you know, around the 100 mark. I mean, that's okay too, because I mean, it's still a great show.
That's a big parade.
It is.
For big rigs.
Yes.
That's a lot of big rigs.
And we've even had some interest of people wanting to come that from out of state. Well, you know, I really hope they all make it. I mean, with the high fuel prices, but you know, there's a lot of different interests. I'm getting calls every day right now. You know, it's another thing, people, it's free registration. Just show up Saturday. You don't have to pre-register. There's no registration fee at all. So please just show up, bring your truck. We'll get you in line. We'll all go have a good time. So yeah, just remember it's a free event for the truckers. It's a free event for the people that want to come watch it. You know, so just come out and have a really good time.
And that's Saturday, June 11th. If you would like to show up with your big rig, they're lining up at the City Hall at 11 a.m. and they plan to leave out at 1 p.m. And everybody is welcome, whether you're driving or you're coming out to enjoy and appreciate the big rigs. They're looking forward to it. You guys are going to have some entertainment as well later on in the...
Yes, the Alan Turner Band will be playing south of the main light in Harbor Beach from 6 to 10 p.m. 10 is about when the lighted parade gets going, so they'll play until dark, and people enjoy listening to them. There'll be people out in the street dancing, and so that's always a good time. And then, of course, we do have, for the first time this year, our food truck fest. There'll be 5 food trucks parked along State Street, just west of the light, along the side of the road, and they'll be serving food mainly to, I mean, we wanted to bring a festive something like that to town, but with that many people in town, our restaurants had a hard time keeping up. So it will help everyone get some beverages and food, you know, in a timely fashion this year.
In between, like, when you guys do get back to Harbor Beach, and concerts do start in the lighted truck tour, so you probably have time to meet the truckers who are part of the parade and congregate with the fire department and maybe one of the sheriff's deputies while they're there as well.
Sure, yes. Sure, absolutely.
Yep. So yeah,
there's going to be plenty of time to look the trucks over. That was another thing, you know, we tried to start a little bit earlier because people were saying, well, last year we got back a little, it was a little after 7, and there wasn't a lot of daylight left, and they just felt rushed. So we thought if we just moved everything up a little bit, give people more time in the evening to walk through, look at the trucks, because, yeah, there's a lot of guys do a lot of fancy things to their trucks.
And, I imagine, you know, yeah. I bet they're...
That one, it's your livelihood, and you're in it every day.
Right.
You know, you want to make it yours, you know.
I think I can relate to that on some level. Maybe not a big rig, but, yeah, you know, if that's what you do and that's what you love, why not make it look pretty while you're doing it?
So Saturday should be a great day for anybody. I mean, come on
Sounds
out,
like
enjoy
nice
it.
Weather too.
It's,
I mean,
it's so far it's looking good.
Yep.
I know. I think I'm gonna head up there Saturday with my family. I would love to meet some out-of-staters who make their way up here. That would be awesome. I would love to hear about their journeys too.
Absolutely.
We have everything. We have everything from flat decks to cattle haulers. I mean, everybody's welcome. You should see the different trucks we got. We got old trucks. I mean, we've gotten trucks from the 1950s there, you know. So, I mean, even if somebody's got an old antique that they just want to bring up and show off in the morning and maybe in the afternoon, they're more than welcome to bring it up. And, you know, they don't have to run the convoy if they don't want to. They can just sit uptown with their old truck and relax and enjoy the, you know, weather. And so...
Yeah, because I'm sure that a lot's going to be going on while the convoy's happening if everybody who's up in Harbor Beach is up there when you guys start in Harbor Beach. So I'm sure there's going to be a little bit running the town while you guys are out convoying as well. How many trucks do you say you have this year? Rough estimate, I guess, because...
We're hoping to have between 80 and 100 again this year, is what it's looking like.
That's what it's sounding like.
Yeah, but you never know until the day of the event. I mean, anything can come up, but that's really what we're looking for and hoping for. So...
Yeah. No. Any other events that's going on this summer that you guys want to touch on? I know we're basing on the Harbor Beach Truck Show this morning.
Well, sure. Another committee that I get suckered into is I'm on the Herring Community Fair. So please come to the fair this year. And not only that, there are going to be some very exciting things happening at our fair this year. Stay tuned. There are going to be... People are going to be really excited. There's some new and exciting things happening at our fair.
I feel like the pandemic kind of threw everybody like a wrench just right in. And coming back, I think we want to do it bigger and better and more fun because we were, for so long, shelter in place, it felt like. So when things are starting to come back, we're doing it bigger, better, and badder, you know.
But in Harbor Beach, I mean, we have things going on almost every weekend throughout the summer. We try to give people things to do. The big one is our music at the beach on Friday nights, every Friday night during the summer, starting on June 24th. And then on July 3rd, which is a Sunday night, July 3rd, right before the 4th, we're also having a band come in and doing a concert at the beach, just kind of as a celebration to the 4th of July and let people come and check it out.
That sounds so awesome. Are you guys doing movies at the beach too?
We are. Yep, those are, there's two like each month.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'd seen that. That's pretty cool too. It's just amazing how, it really blows my mind how small communities really, during the summertime, open up to, like, almost, I don't want to say little party cities, but there's a lot of events happening for being such a small
community. And it gives people a chance to get together and visit with each other. I mean, because everybody pretty much knows everyone.
True. Yeah.
And so, you know, we look at it as a way to bring the community together and have some fun together.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So, and of course, our lighthouse tours begin on June 18th, and those are every Saturday through the summer. You can buy tickets online for that. They're $25. And those tickets can be purchased at theharborbeachlighthouse.org. It's a great guided tour. You take a short boat ride out to the lighthouse because it is offshore. And get your tour and see, you know, learn about maritime history. And then come on back in. We have farmers market every Friday night. Noon to 5. And then, of course, our big event coming up in July is our Maritime Festival. And that begins on July 6th and wraps up on the 10th. And that is an entire
festival
of events for everyone. There are all kinds of things. If you go to themaritimefestival.com, you'll see different activities that you can register for if you're interested in being part of any official event. Some of the events you just show up for, others you need to register. And then a new this year that we have that we're pretty excited about is we are having the Battle on the Beach Strongman competition. And that is an actual sanctioned strongman competition. The participants will be competing for points towards nationals.
Oh wow, that's really cool.
So we have a local gentleman that is part of that, and he has planned it all. And so they will be doing 5 different activities.
That's awesome.
So that's on a Saturday morning and afternoon. So that'll be a fun thing to watch.
Something new. I'm sure it'll be a huge
crowd for something
new, you know.
Yeah. So usually you got to keep things fresh a little bit here and there, and again, it comes down to those volunteers that we're so thankful for.
Yeah, that's awesome. How long have you been the Harbor Beach Community Promotions Director? How long have you guys volunteered for your community?
I am not a volunteer. I am going to put that out there right now. I do get paid. But I have been working for the city and the chamber of Harbor Beach since 2014.
Okay.
So
you got it on wraps pretty good. You're like, all right, yes, this is, and then, yeah, we'll throw that in there too. Her face says it all. You can't see me there. What about you, Robbie? How long have you been volunteering your time?
Well, we've been doing the truck show parade for just over 10 years now, and I've been involved since the beginning. I got asked because I'm a local trucking company, and I got asked to help out, and I said yes. And
look where he is now.
He just can't stop saying yes now.
Exactly.
Huh? I guess. Yep. But it's a good time. We really do enjoy it. And I do want to thank all the volunteers, because if it wasn't for the volunteers, we couldn't do it. I mean, there's a lot of volunteers that help line up in the morning. You know, they barricade the streets for us in the afternoons. It's just a lot of people do a lot of stuff behind the scenes with all these events that they never get enough recognition or thanks for it.
Absolutely.
You know, we do really appreciate it. Those of us that, you know, are out there working with you, we appreciate your help and we thank you. Maybe not say it enough to you, but it's really appreciated.
The community does appreciate it as well. Events like this, I don't want to say seem a little bit far-fetched, but it feels like it's a long time in the wintertime until we get to spring. So the community does appreciate it as well for all the volunteers. You guys, the smiles on kids' face, we took our kids to the parade last mm-hmm. year, and they just enjoyed it phenomenally, just the smiles on their faces. So you are making everybody's day through the parade. Every town you come to, nobody leaves without a smile. So
that's what we like.
Yeah.
And we like happy people.
So so thank you to the volunteers. And like Robbie said too, with the gas prices, thank you.
Yeah.
Right. So, imagine. Cannot even imagine.
Yeah.
So. I see you have free admission at the Harbor Beach Theater for your kids.
We do. The Chamber of Commerce joined up with the theater to, after COVID and the theater was back open, the Chamber is paying for children's admission, trying to help the theater get more patrons coming back to the theater after they were used to not going. And so that's still going on for the next few months anyway, where you can bring your child and you don't have to pay for them. You just have to buy your own ticket get in. So
cool. Especially with summer's right around the corner.
Right, right. So no, the Chamber's just trying to help out doing that, and I know the theater really appreciates that.
That's very awesome.
So we want to keep our community theaters going.
Right.
Is there anything else you guys want to touch on about this Saturday?
This Saturday, I think we covered.
I think we've got
I guess the only thing I would say is when the trucks are coming back into Harbor Beach to park in the evening, please stay off the street and out of their way. Stay on the sidewalks so that they don't have to worry about, because they do, some of them do back into their spots.
Yep.
And so if you can just give them space to maneuver and wait for them to be parked before you start moving out about around the trucks.
Yeah, that'd be great. You know, give us a little bit of space. You know, we all want to watch out. We don't want anybody to get hurt. And, you know, it's really hard when you're trying to back up. You know, you don't always see everybody. And what's really bad is a little kid that's excited comes running off the sidewalk. And, you know, so, yes, parents, also please help us when we're parking. You know, keep an eye on your kids. Just once we get parked, you're more than welcome to walk around the trucks. But let us all get in, get parked, and make it safe for everybody. Because everybody wants to be able to go home at night and, you know, with nobody hurt. That's the last thing we want, is somebody to get hurt.
Yeah, we want to keep these events rolling, and we want to keep them all family friendly. So let's just be aware of what's going on around us this weekend for everybody's safety.
Oh yeah, and that's for every festival or event going around the county. It's like, you know, go ahead, enjoy it, have all the fun, but
do it safely.
Be mindful. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you gonna be driving, Robbie?
I will be driving in the morning, but I'm going to be taking off early Saturday. I won't be there for the lighted show, but I do have some of my drivers. I've got some volunteers that'll help take care of it. I'm sure Tom Donlin's going to step in and line trucks up for the lighted show Saturday night. So thank you, Tom.
What about you, Kelly? You going to be driving at all?
Not this year. I'm actually going to be in Minnesota for my nephew's graduation. So, and I love this event, so I am not happy I'm going
to
miss it.
They should have just scheduled it for to have their wedding at the Big Rig Show. Beautiful weekend.
I was like, you know, the school should have asked me when to have their graduation, right?
Wedding,
you know,
I'm
like, but anyways, so no, it'll be a great event anyways.
Yes.
So. And I look forward to seeing videos and pictures of it.
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely going to head up to Harbor Beach this weekend. That's happening on Saturday, June 11th. Convoy's lining up at 11 a.m. If you do want to join in with your big rig, they're leaving about 1 from Harbor Beach. They're going to convoy around Huron County. What cities are you guys hitting again?
We hit all of them. We go north, we go into Port Hope, then we go west to Kindy, then we go north into Port Austin, then we go west through Caseville, through Bayport, through Sebring, stop at Countryside for a break, then we go into the town of Owendale, and we do a circle around the Owendale School, come back out, come into Pigeon, go through Pigeon, and when we come out of Pigeon, we go through Elkton, and we come 142 into Bad Axe, and then we head south right through downtown Bad Axe, out to Atwater Road, then we go east into Ubley, and we keep going east right on Atwater Road, out through Ruth, and then right out to the shoreline to 25 again, and we come into Harbor Beach from the south, and we start parking trucks, and we're all looking for a great event, and like I said, it's going to be a beautiful day, so please come enjoy the event, sit on your lawn.
Yeah, it sounds like you can't miss it. You guys will be everywhere. So as long as you're looking out the door, you're going to catch the big rigs.
There are route maps on like our social media pages and on the website.
Okay.
So if anyone's looking for the exact route, they can find it there.
Okay. And you said, so you want to try to be back in Harbor Beach about 6 p.m. And between that time, you can congregate. You can take a look at all the trucks or maybe grab some food. There's going to be music from 6 to 10 as well. That's happening by the Alan Turner Band. And at dusk, about 9:30, 10 o'clock, they're going to do the lighted truck show, the lighted truck parade through Harbor Beach.
Correct. Yeah, just yes. Through Harbor Beach. It's just going to be, it's about a 4-mile route. We go west out of town and then go north and come in on
Rapson
Road and back into on 25 heading south through the light. And when we all get back to the light in downtown Harbor Beach that night, everybody kind of goes their own separate ways. Some will keep going south, some will go back to the west, you know, so that everybody kind of dissipates from there. So, and then they all go home and it's over with. Until next year.
Till the next event, yeah. Because I'm sure you guys will run into some of them in the other festivals as well, because I'm sure some of them are locals, of course.
There'll be a lot of locals.
Right. I really would love to meet somebody that come out of state just to see how the ride went. That would be awesome. All right, guys, I'm not sure if you want to touch on anything else.
Not this morning. I think we've covered enough for one day.
Yeah, for sure. We done covered a lot. I'm here with Kelly Jo Osentoski. She's the Harbor Beach Community Promotions Director, and Robbie Eisler. He's the Truck Show Chairman. And we're going to end this segment of What Do You Think? Thank you guys so much for coming in today, volunteering your time to discuss what's going on in Harbor Beach this weekend.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys.
Old stuff, new stuff, requested stuff.